Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Girls Night, singing songs, dancing dances. You ladies know what you're up to.
Ow.
Ow. Pet that rooster. I moved the fucking rooster,
moved the rooster
so that it wouldn't be in our way. We have a pet rooster that lives on our table. It's made out of porcelain.
What's her
Guys,
name?
Guys, we didn't give it a name.
Nah. Just a chicken.
Just a fucking Wooster. Chicken. Hey, before you dickwads start talking, we have some sponsors who have paid good fucking money for me to mention them up top. They say they want that up top spot, prime time, as they
call
it.
Sorry, showbiz, Brady.
Look, I'm all about the biz of show. Our sponsor this week is, as always, Don Quixote's Donkey Floaties. They gave us a little commercial that they wanted us to play.
Oh no.
What's wrong there, mister? Is your donkey drowned? Yes, it sure is. Weren't you using Don Quixote's Donkey Floaties? Nope, I was using Truman Capote's Donkey Floaties. Well, stick with Don Quixote. And he'll make your donkey float. That's the whole commercial. I wouldn't stand by it, but that's what they paid me to play.
That's Philip Seymour Hoffman's last work.
Oh, no. It really was when that donkey drowned in cold blood. Honestly, it was.
It's they gave me the...
Yeah. I forgot he was also in Capote.
Well, they gave me a video of that commercial, and there is a floating dead donkey. And it says there were donkeys harmed in the making of this commercial.
They didn't even have to say that. They just wanted to.
Specifically this one. And then there's an arrow pointing to it.
A little sad kid.
Sad kid. We also, as usual, have... you know what? I'm just going to give a little plug for Graveyard Baby because I think it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Damn it. It's not this podcast.
Saint.
Pow. What the fuck? just shit my pants again.
Don't do that.
Guys, the fine people over at Graveyard Baby, if you're not a regular listener, if you're just joining in because you're a big old Tommy Mac head, we'll get to him soon enough. But one of our biggest sponsors is the NBC hit Graveyard Baby, about a baby who tends to a graveyard. Mm. He was abandoned by society.
I saw this at Upfronts.
It's the sensation of pilot season.
Mm-hmm.
Graveyard Baby. It literally only has one character, and it's a baby.
It's an owl sometimes.
Yeah.
What's
the owl
weird?
Is not voiced by anyone, though.
There's so little post-production, too. They just kind of put him in that graveyard. No soundtrack or anything.
Nope. Literally nothing.
Yeah.
It's pretty much only the theme song that gets played throughout the episode. It's like, Graveyard Baby fighting all the moles.
Wait, what?
There's a lot of
he's
moles.
He's fighting moles?
Moles try to dig into the dead people's graves,
oh, no.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And he fights them.
Yeah.
And
oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's,
he eats all the leaves, too.
He eats all the leaves. Graveyard Baby lives
a
in a fucking graveyard.
It's also the only NBC show where it has the theme song is the word fuck in it.
NBC's branching out.
They
NBC,
do Hannibal. They push the envelope.
Yeah. NBC Wednesdays at 8, guys. Check it out. They could use our help. Our guests this week are the old green shirt. Ladies, change your panties, Delahanty. He asked me to introduce him that way.
He's holding a sign that says all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Got needs.
Connor Delahanty is here. We also
He's not
have...
wearing a green shirt.
Nah, he doesn't have to.
Was that to trick the listeners?
No, just his vibe is green shirt. We call him green shirt around here.
He bought himself a shirt that says old green shirt on it. It's true.
And it also says on the back, smell my fingers. Same.
It says Tom
this is
Green
a real
on the
shirt
back?
He owns.
Oh, okay.
Do and you really and it also has his Twitter handle on it. Josh Murphy got married this weekend.
Congratulations.
By the way.
Oh, thank you.
Connor's clapping. We were groomsmen. You know what? Before we get into the shit, let's introduce the guest. God damn it, Connor. Yeah. Trying to take up all the spotlight.
Is there more room on this mic at all?
Yeah, you need
Fuck.
To
get
more room over
dick.
There.
Yeah.
He's got a big old dick. Our next guest has a big old dick. He just told us that. Tommy McNamara is in the house. We also have the wonderful, the beautiful, the sensational Joshua Murphy.
Cacao.
So,
oh, there was another sponsor. It was a Punky Rooster, which is Punky Brewster's new rooster company.
Punky Roosters. Punky
Tommy.
Roosters.
Tommy,
yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
Thank you for mentioning that sponsor. We almost lost them, which would have been a real tragedy. We're raking in dollars at this podcast, and that's what we're about.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into the real meat of this podcast, and this is a meaty, beefy podcast with beefy, meaty men. This is Girls Night, by the way.
Real chunks of beef.
And Girls Night is the sequel to the Martin Lawrence movie, The Black Knight, but starring Lena Dunham, right?
Yeah.
That's how you got the name?
That's exactly okay. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
We're it's all about getting naked.
It's basically, what was that movie? It was based on a kid in King Arthur's court, and they were like, what if we made it a black guy?
Yeah, Black Knight.
Remember when...
Yeah. Black Knight with
they're
Heath
still
Ledger.
Doing this. I almost just said it as if it was like a crazy thing.
Are a lot higher
where they were
than when he's white.
Yeah.
And a kid. It's like, oh my God, you're a child version of us.
Oh my God, it's that guy from Martin.
That's my favorite line in that movie.
Hey, Blue Streak.
That's like so many times I look up Lil Wayne lyrics because I don't get them, and it's always just a reference to Martin. I'm like, oh, okay.
Is that true?
Like, there's one where it's like, kicking bitches out the condo like Pam. And I looked up, and it's like, oh, Pam used to kick everyone out of the condo in Martin.
So I was like, that right. Popular? Like,
I watched Lil Wayne a little bit of it. For the Carters, it was.
What percentage of Lil Wayne lyrics do you understand?
Very few.
A lot of Googling?
There's a lot of Googling.
Look, motherfuckers. Sorry, I didn't mean to snap at you guys like that. I apologize. No, I am cool. Sorry.
I've never seen you that angry.
I've never been this angry. I just broke glass through my own hands. Tommy's taking off his tie. It's getting real heated. Yeah. We're probably going to fucking fight tonight. I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't usually start the podcast this way, and I won't stand for it personally, but the rat people asked me to do this.
Rat people.
Have you not heard about this? Look, Tommy, I know that you're trying to increase your demos. Tommy's taking off his
Tell
shirt.
Tell me about it. Yeah, yeah.
Trying to increase our demos. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Now we've got Connor and Tommy with no shirts on.
Just Who's got case. A better bot? Let's, and be honest.
Hold on. Let's do better bots right now.
Okay, stand up.
This is our
better
new podcast.
Bots.
Better
War
bots.
Better. It's their skin.
It's pretty equal.
Yeah. I would say
I'm gonna go Thai.
You know what? Let's do shirts.
By which I mean, it looks like they've both eaten a lot of Thai.
And that was that segment.
That was that segment.
And now you have to remain shirtless.
Why do we have to stand?
Yeah, we could just see you. Look,
I wanted you to know that you're a tall drink of water.
Mm-hmm.
But do you really want to hang out with a tall drink of water?
No.
No, you want a nice
you
mango Rita. That's
nothing,
what I am. A nice
I'm drinking
mango
Rita. By the way, that's That's a drink brought to you by Chris Kattan.
Oh my God, how'd you think of that?
I stole Tommy Mack's joke before the podcast.
You say that like that's a joke I do in my stand-up. The other day I was drinking a mango Rita, and
but you also say it as if
you can hear that
your
on
kind
the
of
album.
Jokes aren't like that at all.
Well, you know my bits about like politics, Parliament. You know,
those are your two big categories.
What are these?
Let me tell you about the House of Lords right now.
Politics and Parliament. I should note, Tommy Mack is one of my favorite comedians in the Chicago scene. He's a truth teller. He's a god among saints. I don't even think that's a saying. No, before we get started here into the real podcast.
Okay.
Like I said, the rat people have gotten to me. They've requested that we kind of get personal on this podcast, talk about what we've been up to. And like I said, I mean, other than this new podcast tour I've been going on, I've decided to start a tour of the sewers. Yeah. I've been going around on a sewer tour because the rat people have spoken. I feel like we should do something for the fans. Our demographics on this podcast are women partying.
Okay.
And people in sewers.
People
who live in the sewers.
Fans of the book It by Stephen King.
Yep.
Largely
yep.
takes place in the sewers.
They all float down
I didn't
there.
Realize
Under
that.
Derry, Maine. Yeah.
Is that true?
That is true.
I just saw that movie recently. And I don't remember that for some reason. I was also not really watching. It's very scary to me, even now.
It's still scary until that end scene because it's just like the worst CGI ever.
yo, the only thing scarier than that movie is when my husband opens up the Visa bill after one of my shopping trips, you know? And it's just like, ugh. Because
Tommy's be shopping.
Tommy's
why? Because
be shopping.
It's gay marriage.
Yes.
Well, thanks, Connor. You gave me something to edit out. something we don't normally do. We got to talk about what we've been up to. Check in. You know what I mean? The sewer people want it. They want to know what's going on above the sewers. And like I said, old Joe Moo's wedding was this weekend. I was the best man, not Connor. And
was that what happened?
Yeah, hey, man, I didn't even apply.
I did apply. It was a long application process. You had to kiss Josh. You
signed a clip
which
and all
you
that.
Did, yeah. Actually.
We did kiss Josh.
That's true. We don't need to talk about that. Let's just talk about the important part, which was paintball.
You played paintball?
We did for Josh's bachelor party.
Oh, that's fun.
I thought it'd be fun to take him paintballing.
You were right.
And it was the best time ever because we went hillbilly paintballing.
What does that mean?
This guy doesn't give a fuck.
This guy did not give a shit. Like, most places where you play paintball, and I haven't played that much, but the rule is, if you hit somebody in the face, you're out. This guy wanted us to play a game where it was only face shots count, except for when I got hit in the dick, and then he was like, you're out, dog.
That was the one time he showed his humanity.
Wait, one time I played paintball when I was about 13, mm-hmm. and we didn't have enough people to like have the whole thing to ourselves, so some randoms were like in our game, you know? And one of them was like this ex-Marine who was trying to do like major tactical shit. And he goes to me, he goes, look, we're all going to go over there, but you go down by the river. They're not going to see anyone by the river. And I go down there, and there's like everyone from the other team is waiting for me. And I just got assaulted. It was a nightmare. So that's why I don't support our troops. And
there was a moment where he was trying to run us out of balls. And he just had us, he just yelled, all like free for all, and so everybody was just again. So you were standing next to whoever was on your team.
You were reloading or something too.
Yeah, my gun wasn't working, so I had to fucking fix it. And he was next to me watching this happen, and he yelled that. But so I got mowed down.
Though, it came down to four people against one, where I was the only person on my side.
It was like a firing squad.
Was this a standoff?
Yeah.
Yes.
Over the crocodile. That's fun for the insiders.
Sure. Yeah. Let's. Let's make this podcast for one person instead of the sewer people.
About
how are women supposed to party to that line? Tommy, the party just came to a lull. The record just screeched.
Well, I'm fully clothed, so that's why the party stopped.
Tommy and Connor have redressed, just so you know.
That was a long process.
You can check out the pictures of that of all that on our website, hotornot.com. it was fucking terrible. But also, this guy... his name was Corbin, I think.
Oh,
and,
I think his name was Corbin.
Corbin, that's it.
That's a real
name.
Who gives a shit?
I think his name was Stamos.
Isn't Corbin still something?
I think so.
Eh, who cares? What are people? What's he listening or something?
No, he doesn't have any internet there.
No, there's a soda machine there, and we were sweating up pretty hot, ladies. Yes. And I was gonna get. I tried to purchase myself. A diet Coca-Cola, because I'm a diet soda man, all right?
Oh,
that's one of my vices.
And
I tried to buy it. I clicked on it. It popped out Orange Crush is what came out. And I was like, oh, shit, this is like the opposite of what I wanted.
And it was that REM song, Orange Crush, right?
It was.
MP3.
It was weird that it just started playing.
Got my time.
Got my Orange Crush.
Follow me. Paintball me.
You wanted night swimming, so.
Sure.
I was just like, I was literally in my head going to say, what if there was like a music vending machine? I'm like, oh, jukebox.
jukebox.
Oh, that's a thing that was invented 50 years ago.
I had a very similar thought.
What if there was a food vending machine? Oh, a vending machine.
No, but I looked at the guy. I was like, dude, I wanted a Diet Coke. And he was like, oh, yeah, nobody was ordering Diet Coke, man. So we just changed it to Orange Crush. And I was like, what? Like, why would you not apologize or anything?
That's bizarre.
And I was like, well, what if I wanted to get, like, is there Sprite? And he was like, man, it's all Orange Crush.
And nothing. There's no note that says, hey, man, it's all Orange Crush.
No, he didn't say. He was just like, oh, nobody ever buys that soda. Like, I was an idiot for trying to help his fucking business.
I just cut out the middle, man. It's just all Orange Crush.
I wish he had a restaurant. Everything's brisket.
But you order from him, like, to his face, and then he brings you out SpaghettiOs. It's all SpaghettiOs, dog.
Just dog.
Conrad Delaney.
Yep.
What you been up to, dog?
I got stuck on a roof today.
Today?
Yeah.
How was that? How'd that happen?
Well, I was doing an inspection.
Hey guys, this is Tom from the future, and
the door.
Connor's story was just really just boring, weird, like, so I decided to edit it out. I just wanted to give you guys the heads up. So, back to the podcast. Sorry again about Connor's boring story.
Help. And then she eventually came up, but didn't even care.
Well, Connor, that's enough of your dumb thing. Tommy, what have you Tommy, what you been up to, dog?
So, I have a little story. Tonight I'm doing this show at Jokes and Notes Comedy Club.
Sure.
It's a contest, and for a lot of shows, sometimes they'll have a thread, a Facebook thread, where you can PM each other between all the comedians. So one of the comedians, she goes by the name 38D. So that's her stage name. And she was listed on the poster as 38 double D.
Okay.
Now, in the Facebook message first, she corrects it and says, "Hey, just so you know, I'm 38D, not double D, ... but they are double Ds, LOL."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So about 2 days later, someone else responds, "I just stalked those pictures. Them are some big-ass titties." And then 2 more days later, she sends us a picture of her in the bathtub to all the comedians in this show.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And then she goes, "There they are." And I was like, does this... I was just very confused. And I'm still silent on this thread. I'm still silent, but then another guy wrote...
There's going to be that little note. The
last tag.
Like, Tommy saw this.
Yeah, right? The last tag is this guy wrote, "SMH, I love when a girl uses dishwashing liquid in the tub." And she wrote, "That's tied." So that's literally been like the only thing keeping me going this last week. This is what's next on this thread.
Sure, I'm a big fan of this thread. Oh, add me to this thread.
Yeah, right? Can you imagine?
It'd be so, if you just added everybody to the thread. You should start. It'd be really funny to start a thread and like get like somebody to talk shit about somebody, yeah, and then add all the people to that thread. Yeah. Old Joshua Murphy, how's it feel to be married?
Nothing happened, man. Not that you were gonna, I responded too quickly. I thought you could see what's going on. And I couldn't abandon ship.
Oh,
so
man.
My answer made no sense.
Well, I'm glad that we're such a good improv team, the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. No, it feels great, man. It feels very nice.
Yeah, and you feel different?
Do you have a ring? Can I see the ring?
Yeah.
You're supposed to pull out a DVD copy right now. Of Ring Guru.
We're just going to watch the ring. Hold on. That was scary.
It's only going to last 7 days.
That was really good editing. It sounded like we didn't even stop and watch the movie. Yeah. That was so
good. No, cool. That was, I know. Yeah. Hey, I've been doing
fast
this
hands.
For
Tommy
about
fast
17
hands.
Episodes in the past year and a half. Yeah. So I'm doing a great job.
Yeah, you play almost as many games as a football team.
Yeah, you move as fast as Congress.
This is that political.
That parliament talk.
Nailed it.
You move as fast as parliament.
So,
how come I was invited to your wedding, Josh?
It was just too much heat.
My favorite
man.
Game.
Cut through the tension. As if I'd been like so pissed about it.
Look.
Oh, man.
He's been talking about it. It's just I didn't want somebody showing me up at my own wedding.
Oh,
I
yeah,
couldn't have
yeah,
that
yeah,
chance.
Yeah. I do kind of hold court.
Yeah.
Which I learned
yeah,
from my brothers in parliament.
God, I got to do a tight 3 at
did
his
you?
Wedding. Sure. Yeah.
How was it?
It was fun, actually. It was nice. I followed improv, so you know how that goes. So,
you're
in the middle. Kidding? Yeah, I was in the middle.
Was 38D there?
38D was the opener.
Who do you think was the flower girl?
Oh my God.
We have.
She listens to this, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
She's a big Girls Night fan.
Tommy. Everybody fucking listens, babe.
I think it's really funny when you say babe.
Look.
I always say babe too, pig in the city, folks.
I like to say babe too, Mr. Big in the city, because I'm a big
Sex in the City. Do you like it when they're in Dubai or America? Because those are the two options. Well, actually,
Dubai,
they were in France
bye,
for the
bye.
Series finale.
Do you think that when NSYNC played Dubai, they sang
Dubai,
the song
Dubai, Dubai,
Dubai? So stupid.
I yeah, every other lyric is unchanged. Like
oh, I like to think every lyric is changed.
Dubai, bye,
bye. Dubai, bye. Look, motherfuckers. Let's interject. I'm sorry, I got aggressive again. Yeah, I was very angry.
It's the Mangaritas.
We have a new segment. I think we started it maybe an episode or two ago. It's called Twitter Handles. Are they real or fake? Twitter handles. I can't wait. I think that's how I sang it the last time too. And basically, I name some Twitter handles, and you guys tell me if they're real or if they're fake.
Oh, it's Jerry Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Oh, okay.
Cool. This is Gary Seinfeld. Oh,
Gary Seinfeld. It's
Gary Seinfeld. His brother, who does a shitty impression of him. That's actually not how he sounds at all. He's just a normal guy. So this time I've only got four because last time we did like a million of them. Basically, I'm going to read a Twitter handle. You guys tell me if it's real or fake. And you, the listener at home, cannot play along. And if you, if I find out you fucking did, I will find you and I will kill you. All right.
This is a really angry episode.
Yeah, wow.
Look, a lot has changed since the last episode.
What changed?
So
I was so sincere when I said
the
that.
The war.
The war changed
me. The war changed me.
The war on Christmas.
The war on Christmas,
sure,
yeah.
Sure, sure.
The war on Christmas in July.
big war.
All right, the first Twitter handle is at the N-word, and it's not the N-word, it's at the N-word, like it's spelled like that.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
I'm going to say.
So it's not Nas's album.
No, wait, what's
Nas was going to release an album that was just called
N-word. There are no N-word. G's in that handle.
There are no G's in this handle.
Okay, okay.
But there are a lot of G's that are.
Josh, for the win.
You have to edit that.
I won't be editing that out.
Rhythm. It was it.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
I got Gloria Stefan. The rhythm got me. Actually, now keep it in because I like that part.
I'm keeping it in. Yep. All right. At the N-word. Is that
Ango
taken?
Rita. That is taken.
Say real.
With Liam Neeson.
Real.
Sure.
And also edit that part out that I said that thing.
Connor?
I'm going to go with a nope.
You're going to go with nope. Connor's our first loser. At the N-word is taken.
What's the avatar name next to
him? How many followers?
452.
It's more than
not
it.
That many.
Wait, the person's real name
Josh,
is
Josh, you got under 452? What are you doing?
N-E-R. It's not a real name.
Ooh, what happened?
I kept deleting my Twitter for a couple of years to make some weird sand I don't understand now.
All right.
Have you not seen Harry's Law?
No.
I haven't seen Harry's Law, man. Okay.
Wait, did you see the website connected to this?
No, I have not.
Plentyofdisasters.com.
That sounds right. What did you expect? It should be worse than that.
Yeah, that's pretty mild.
This is a handle called at the N-word, Connor.
Is there a pic? What's the picture?
Oh, I don't want to know. Almost.
Some babe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right. Next one. Because this is supposed to be a short segment, guys. This is a fun one for the kids.
Who can't play along.
At Tyler Perry's butt.
I want it to be real, but I'm going to say no, not real.
All right. Tommy?
I mean, I've seen Alex Cross, and I know how good of a butt Tyler Perry has.
Okay.
So I'm going to say that's real.
You think it's real?
Yeah.
All right. Connor?
I'm going to go with no, because it should be at Tyler Perry's butt.
All right. So you said no?
Correct.
And I said no.
We've got two no's and a yes. The two no's are correct. It is a no. So far, Murphy is in the lead.
That's correct.
The next one is at Jews Run the Media, and it is sponsored by Josh's recent article.
A lot of bad press on this one.
Is that right?
No, on this podcast right now.
No. I mean, you are, but. Yeah. All right, so at Jews Run the Media.
I think it is real because when I read.
You think it is real?
Oh, we can stop now, right?
This is the best. This is the best thing that's ever happened.
I think it's real because when I retweeted, I wrote an article called Jews Admit Running the Israeli Media, and then I posted the link to it, and then a couple of like hate groups liked it. So, and I think one was something like Jew Lies or something like
Jew Lies.
No, it was Jews Live.
Sure.
Yeah, they're
sure.
Live.
Jews Live. And in concert.
Yeah,
TRL, and then Jews Live was after that.
Right.
Top 10 Jews for another day. And Britney Spears again.
That's, you know you're heading in the right direction when you've got hate groups liking you.
You're right. And those hate groups were already following you, right?
Yeah. I was following them. They just sure.
They were throwing.
They weren't team follow back at first? That's weird.
Tommy, what do you think? So you're saying yes.
I think it's real.
Tommy?
Jews Run the Media. Well, it's like, who run the world? Girls.
Girls.
Who
girls.
Run the world?
Girls.
Who run the media?
Jews.
Yeah, that's real.
I forgot about that weird bridge in that song.
God, Beyonce really took a risk on that one.
I'm fun to have on a podcast.
Conrad?
No.
So we've got... Wait, what did you end up saying?
Real. Yes. Beyonce.
You're saying real.
I'm saying real, yeah.
You're saying real.
I'm saying I really think the Jews run the media.
At Jews Run the Media is not a real handle.
Yet.
Yeah, it should be after
back
your,
in the game.
Your thing.
Well, I am out of this game.
So so we got 2-2-1. You can come back here then. You can tie it up. The last one I've so got here.
Oh, there's four?
I've only got one more. And then we'll do a tiebreaker if you guys all tie. This one is at Hitler's BFF.
And that's Josh, right?
That is Josh.
I'm going to say that's real.
Okay.
Hitler's BFF. Is Himmler alive or dead?
Did you say Himmler?
Because if Himmler is alive, then that would be his Rick handle. Himmler, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure, sure, sure.
And if the composer Handel is alive, that might be his handle. Yeah. So who knows?
Hey, I'm a feminist.
Who Himmler's best friend was. I would say it was more Joseph Goebbels.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
I was thinking Goebbels.
King of the City.
Okay.
Oh,
gross. Okay.
Michael Keefe came in.
That's literally, I've never been insulted like that before.
This is a spooky podcast. Michael Keefe's
hey,
gross.
It's Michael Keefe. I've had the same haircut for 3 years. Okay.
We just blew everybody's speakers.
Honestly,
who listening to this because they're listening to it on boom
boxes.
I think
it's real.
You think it's real? All right.
I think it's real.
And
well.
It's fantastic.
Great Seinfeld.
Yep, thank you.
What we've learned is no matter what, the scores don't change.
Yeah.
Nope. It is real. And it's
fantastic.
It is fantastic. Well,
what are some tweets? I'm actually curious about
that. Good question. Let's look up those while
they, like, is it
I think
just about
of it.
Him missing
Tommy,
Hitler?
You want to help me think of a tiebreaker for these two knuckleheads since you lost?
Pray for Chris Kattan.
I don't think that one is real anymore.
Yeah, I deleted it in shame.
All right. Let's see.
All right, let's think of one.
Can I haven't like looked this up, but Black and Becker, and it's about... It's Becker.
Ted Danson if he was black.
Yeah, Black and Becker.
I'm going to say that that isn't one. Are you saying Black in Becker?
Like
or
black
and
Becker.
And Becker. I know, but is it in or Whoopi and?
Goldberg. What?
So it was Black and Becker. When he dated Whoopi Goldberg, it
Did
was
he
Black
date
and
Whoopi
Becker.
Goldberg?
Yeah, all right. Ted Danson.
Is that the spinoff
Wait, wasn't
Robin
that just
Big?
A movie?
What?
There was a movie where
you're
he
thinking
dates.
Of Harry's Law.
Let it go.
Stop
man.
Trying to get us to watch Harry's Law, man. Until they sponsor this fucking podcast. All right, so for we're gonna look up Black. I'm gonna look up Black in Black and Decker.
It's not,
hold
gonna,
on.
It's
not gonna. It's be
not gonna
real.
Be
no,
real.
That yeah. one sucks. That one's stupid.
Well, it didn't
you,
suck.
It
was,
sucks.
It was
man.
Funny.
No, I'm just kidding. No, it is funny. I like it. It's just definitely not gonna be one.
Yeah.
Now I want to look it up because I said it.
As
sucked.
If I was
now
joking
I
when I said it.
Black.
What about like at Sigh Me a River?
You're
like
not
a big
Sigh
fan
this.
Who also likes the song.
Is it real?
It's not one.
Oh.
I fooled you.
I win all games if that was real.
All right. Let's see here. I'll think of one.
John F. Kennedy. Candy? No.
John Candy?
John F. Candy?
Let's.
No, I shouldn't be a part of this.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah, that's what I just said. No. Yeah.
Okay, here's one. Edgar Allan Ho. See if that's
a
real
That's
a
great
term.
One. All right. We're going to do at Edgar Allan Ho.
I think that, you know what? I don't get what it would be. Like, I totally see, like, how somebody would get to that, but I don't get what they would be tweeting. Into
so you think it is somebody?
I think it's real.
You think it's real? What do you think? You guys can say it's both. You guys can both say real. At some
to,
point,
we
there
should have
should...
to write in. We should write them down.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Or we
but
just,
you think this
or
real
we could
too?
Also remember this game doesn't really matter.
Here's
so
what.
No
here's what the
like,
final.
Like, I mean,
here's
I'm
what the final round will be. Is you guys both have to come up with ones. Like you'll have to come up with one and then hope that it's real, but it has to be kind of ridiculous.
Okay.
This is a, I've never come up with tiebreaker rules before for this.
As long as it
so
takes a really long time.
You think Edgar Allan Ho is real?
Yes.
Edgar Allan Ho is real.
Yeah. I did say it was real.
Yeah, you guys both. No, okay. Yeah, you guys both.
Who is it?
Oh, it's a guess. It's another.
Is an egghead?
It's another dumb one.
Can I ask you a serious question, Tom?
Yes.
Who run the media?
Girls.
No.
I said girls. Jews.
Jewish girls.
I realize that.
Chicks are goddesses. Okay.
Let's see. So it just has to be like a, probably a play on something, but ridiculous. Like, it wouldn't inherently have to exist, like, at John Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it has to be a dumb one.
It has to be a joke.
A fun one.
God hates Jags.
All right. Oh. Oh. Tacklemore.
Tacklemore.
Tacklemore?
Yeah.
All right. At Tacklemore.
Just, like, waiting to find out who moves on to Last Comic Standing.
And
oh, yeah, were you guys on that show?
Time for that segment.
We're in the segment, were you on Last Comic Standing?
Hold on, let's interrupt it. Were you on Last Comic Standing? Do you care about your branding?
I'm really glad you got Eddie Vedder to do that one.
That was the worst song we've had yet. And were you on Last Comic Standing?
No, I wasn't even
Tommy?
Invited.
No.
Connor?
Nope.
Were you on Last Comic Standing? Do you care about your Brandon?
The only time that was different is when Alonzo Bolden was on this show.
Look, God hates Jags.
What does Jags actually stand for?
I was thinking Jaguars.
Yeah, that's
what
I was thinking.
No.
What do you mean, like in the military sense?
We do have a winner.
What?
Justice.
At God Hates Jags. Is not a handle, but Tacklemore is.
Is it really?
Yep. Oh, wow. Yeah, it is. All right, we're gonna actually take a quick break from the segments and get into our next segment. Thank God, Tommy. What are you thankful for?
Just like my friends and like wine, you know.
Wine. I'm thankful for my friends.
Wait,
and my family.
Really quick, and thank you for your family also. But you know how they have those kind of cute signs about drinking.
You
know, it's be like, thank God for friends, family, and wine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Like sometimes when I'm walking out there in people's houses,
they had one of the a booth for those at Ribfest where they were selling those. I was at Ribfest, by the way, not
name drop.
Yeah, I don't want to name drop. But one of them was
you
like,
didn't have to tell us.
One of them was like, the best cure for morning breath, beer. And I was like, that if you have that in your house, it's such a cry for help. You know, just like,
yeah.
I drink in the morning. Just like, stop that.
Might as well just say, get out of my way.
I saw a sign at somebody's house that said, relationships are hard work. It's, why would you buy that?
That must have been the most passive-aggressive Christmas present of all time. Open your Easter
look at
gift, Tommy.
I bought. But I put it right above all those dirty dishes in the sink.
I also feel like that drinking one, though, is always in the house. Like, I walk a lot of dogs, and I see, like, those signs on a lot of houses.
Yeah.
Bragger.
Well, it's always, like, just, like, nice families. Like, that doesn't apply to them. They just think it's, like, a funny thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's always, like...
You don't see that in, like, a trailer, you're saying?
Like,
yeah.
Bukowski didn't have that.
But that's also, the guy who puts a urinal in his man cave because he thinks it's empowering.
Yeah.
God, what do you guys put in your man bathroom. Cave? What's in your man cave?
Oh, is it time to start?
This is what's in your man cave. We can't just steal the format of you talking you two to me.
Hey.
But again, pow! What the fuck?
It's been a while.
I just shit my pants just drinking that mango.
I know that you're doing it to make fun of Marin, but I hate it all.
You don't like that at all?
I don't like him doing it, and I don't like you doing it.
Hey, Tommy, this leads us perfectly into the next segment, actually. This is a real one. Basically, Connor is a regular guest, and he has his own new segment that I'm gonna pitch. If you haven't noticed, Connor's pissed off. Like, he's got a lot of qualms, and this is kind of like his rant segment. Like, some new, like, Fox News stations have this. And,
I'd be pissed off too if I had that haircut.
Hey. This is not. Oh, you're giving him fodder. I wouldn't play with fire, Tommy. Here's the theme song for Connor's new segment. It's called Connor's Qualms. Connor's Qualms. He's super pissed. Connor's Qualms. He's shaking his fist. Connor's Qualms. He's about to unload. Connor's Qualms. So watch him explode.
I met this woman at work, and I said, hi, my name's Connor. She goes, oh, Hunter, nice to meet you. And I said, no, it's Connor. And she goes, oh, okay.
Connor's Qualms, he's super pissed. Connor's Qualms, he's shaking his fist. Connor's Qualms, he's about to unload. Connor's qualm to watch him explode.
In early humanity, the hunters and gatherers were such a big part of our culture. So she was looking at you like, this man will provide for me.
Wait,
you
know? I'm sorry. I thought we had ended the segment, Connor's qualms. We can jump back in.
No, now we're...
Connor's qualms. He's super pissed. Connor's qualms. He's shaking his fist. Connor's qualms. He's about to unload. Connor's qualms. So watch him explode. Wait, so go ahead, Tommy.
Fuck you. Tom Brady.
Go ahead and close it out then.
I just wanted to do a new segment called Tommy's Anthropology, where I explain kind of the basis of human origin and how it affects our DNA and our patterns and cultures and societies.
Sure.
And how, honestly, storytelling is the biggest thing in our culture. And sometimes you get to a great show, like, say, Harry's Law, and it's just like...
I was wondering where it's going.
Well, I think that ends that segment. Connor's qualms. He's super pissed. Connor's qualms. He's shaking his fist. Connor's qualms. He's about to unload. Connor's qualms. So watch him explode. Let's, you know what? Let's get real for a second, fine, guys. No, Tommy Mac is one of my faves in this whole goddamn
city. Still
city.
After all this?
Even after all this bullshit. Tommy was part of the Oddball. What was it called?
The Road to Oddball Tour.
Yeah. Okay. Who did you work with?
I worked with Brody Stevens, Howard Kramer, and Adam Caton Holland.
Yeah. All great comics. Mm-hmm. How was that?
The show was very fun. And then I'm still eligible. There's about 15 cities, and there's a winner for each city. And then now I'm competing with those 15 to try and get on the tour with those guys.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize it was like a continual.
It could be, yeah. So one of us wins and gets to go for a whole month on that Oddball tour. So that would be very cool.
I see.
To like kind of get inside your mind, which one of those people were your least favorite? Just, you know, help you out in this thing.
Well, there was a lot of Jews there.
Well, we know how Josh feels
trying
about
to run the media.
I studied Jewish history for the right reason.
Yeah. add more fuel to the fire. I feel like most of what's come from that is just more like references you can make to make fun of things like sand Christian.
Sand Christian.
Look, we've gotten a lot of guff about mentioning that on the last podcast.
What's also weird, every time I talk about Alex Stone happens to just walk right in, so I feel like he thinks I'm just like talking about him.
The first time he heard it, he just started tearing out his hair, right?
Yeah.
God damn.
More inside baseball jokes.
Sure. You'd have to see a picture of Alex, which you can on our
website. Last Comic Standing.
Are we doing Last Comic Standing again? Look, we're not jumping into that.
That was a fun bit segment, though.
It was a good segment.
I almost said bit, but it wasn't a bit.
It wasn't a bit. No. Yeah. Regular segments. Tommy, the question is, now that you got all this heat on you from this Road to Oddball thing, what is your heat check? Which is a new segment brought to you by one of our new sponsors, Heat Sanderson.
Company. I've heard of this guy.
Have you heard of him? He's blowing up heat all everywhere he goes.
Who's he repping these days?
He's got everybody. He's got Kevin Federline.
K-Fed?
He just signed K-Fed.
Wow.
I
have a K-Federate flag on my car.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Josh just left. Josh is getting a divorce because of that joke.
How much I love everything you say and how much I hate everything you say.
Because you have to follow things like that with folks. You got to say folks to pull it off. Kay Frederick.
It's a Confederate flag with his dumbass face on it.
It's saying Papa Zao.
Okay, keep going. Sorry.
Tom Cavanaugh from the show Ed, I think.
He's a very likable man.
He's got Fletch, the fictional character from that movie.
From Fletch.
Jerry O'Connell.
Oh, that's fine.
Is that a person?
That's a person.
Yeah, he was the fat kid in Stand By Me.
That's him.
Very true. Also, now he's all jacked. For?
Or is it Jerry O'Donnell? Chris O'Donnell.
What was Chris
O'Donnell went to my high school?
What's Jerry O'Connell most famous for?
Tomcats.
You get the fuck out of here.
Let's not make this... Jerry O'Connell
He's
argument.
He's famous for not
Jerry O'Connell.
Kid from Stand By Me. Anymore.
My Jerry O'Connell hug. You've done something to this podcast.
Chris Bosch.
I'm obsessed. LeBron Did you know James. That I'm obsessed with Chris Bosch?
Is that right?
I truly. Like I got a henna tattoo that just said Bosch on my arm.
Really?
Last
Why do you like him?
I just think it's really funny how much everyone hates him. So I like to go the other way. Like I have a T-shirt that says "Future Mrs. Bosch." That I have Derek Smith wear me that I like to wear
That's
sometimes.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just a big fan. He's just so sad. Like his house got robbed on his birthday. He just has the saddest life.
That's really funny. And he's like the least of that.
They all shit on him.
Who's like shat on?
Like there was a headline, and it was like Bosch says him and LeBron staying in Miami. LeBron, no comment. Bosch is like, we're gonna stay, right?
That's really funny. No, we're totally staying. Yeah, we're BFFs forever. So he sent in a question for you, and this segment is called Heat Check. It's brought to you by Heat Sanderson. What is your heat strategy?
My heat strategy?
Yeah, your buzz.
Like I was telling Connor earlier, I've never hooked up with a girl who wasn't a show booker. So that's how I've gotten booked on every show in Chicago.
Right, mm-hmm. And he works every show in Chicago.
Yeah,
because of this strategy.
Yeah, so that's really it. I wine, I dine.
Like I said, this moment brought to you by Heath Sanderson. He wants us to read a bit of advice from him each week. This week's nugget of truth is
there's no
cut everyone out of your life who is not industry. That's
yeah,
his advice
that's what
to
I've
you.
Been doing. Yeah. Like my dad is alive, but do I talk to him? Talk to me when you run Zanies. You know what I mean?
What else do we want to
get me in
into?
At St. Charles? Then I'll give you a Father's Day present. You know.
Tommy Mack, you're a single man, aren't you?
I am a single man.
What's your thoughts on the dating world? How's your ex doing?
I already Jesus, don't say that.
That's what me and Jeff Sheen say to each other. How's your ex doing? In the middle of this dumb conversation. Kitties, you don't have to answer that.
Yeah, it threw me a curveball. Yeah. Jackie Robinson is doing well, though.
What was the movie you kept trying to slip in?
It was a TV show.
Wasn't there a movie that you were...
I was talking about a TV show on Fox with Kathy Bates.
What was it?
Called Harry's Law.
It's a TV show?
Yeah. Kathy Bates was a judge. This is a real show. You can look it up.
I won't.
It lasted more than one season.
Uh-huh.
I'd venture to say two seasons.
All right.
In prime time.
You're welcome to venture on this podcast.
This is
in
Adventure Hour, right? Okay.
Would you say Adventure Hour?
Thrilling Adventure Hour is what I meant.
It is not.
But,
We usually read some sort of Amazon reviews or Craigslist posts or whatever. I don't know. Did you? I'm guessing you didn't get an Amazon review thing.
No, I've been too busy.
You've been very busy
thinking about that ex-girlfriend question.
Where are you from, Tommy? You're not
from
here,
are
you?
I'm from the suburbs of here.
Oh, you're from the suburbs of here. We've talked about this before. When did you start stand-up?
2012, the year of our Lord.
That is the year of our Lord.
Yeah. John Cusack was worried about a lot of things, mostly the world ending.
Sure, sure.
Mm-hmm. His bank account.
He's from the suburbs of Chicago.
Who is?
John Cusack, Evanston, Illinois.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Grew up around the same time as my mom. They knew each other. Hey, you know the movie John Q? Imagine if it was John Cusack. And it's Denzel Washington's son is played by John Cusack. He's like, I have to save my son. And everyone's like, that's not your son.
That's John Cusack.
He's the same age as you.
He's wearing a High Fidelity t-shirt.
I almost forgot we have a new segment.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're going to close out on this if you guys are good.
Yeah.
I just shit my pants. I just said that to annoy you.
I truly am so uncomfortable with any talk about that.
Talk about what?
Any talk about it. Don't go into the bathroom. Yeah.
I don't like that either, to be honest.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny.
Makes me uncomfortable. And I think sometimes if a girl says something like that, and she's like, oh, you don't like when a girl talks about pooing? It's like, no, I don't want fucking anyone to talk about
pooing.
I'm also hanging out with goblins.
I hate how women always talk like that.
Yeah, why do you have to make women?
You only hang out with chain-smoking girls. Your Oompa Loompa friends.
These are the women who book shows. This is who I have to...
Guys, I don't think it's funny for us to get into Josh's impression of Jewish people.
Run the media.
We are going to do a segment called Celebrity Facts. And we are going to close this bad boy out.
Josh has found some facts on this week's celebrity, Bob Seger. And he's going to share them with us.
These are really tough.
Are these real?
These are real
Bob Seger.
These are Israel.
We should.
These are Israel. That was fun.
You just can't stop. No, I really want to overstate these are real because otherwise they'll sound like we're trying to be funny.
Yeah.
And we have not. This
is
whole
Bob
episode.
Seger Jewish?
No, I shouldn't.
No.
He didn't have a bat mitzvah?
Oh, God damn it. So, celebrity facts. Bob Seger edition.
These are all facts that I love about Bob Seger.
And they are true. I want to preface that to death. These are true.
And I find these were all in about three paragraphs. In the early 2000s, Bob Seger, how dare you? Bob Seger released demos of his early albums called Early Seger Volume 1, and the album was only available at Meijer.
It's true. Very shitty.
That's
yeah.
The only place you could get his early demos was at a grocery store. And I've been into Meijer's. They don't have like a CD section.
Yeah.
It's like bread/CDs.
I wonder where they put it.
I don't know.
It had to be like it'd be great if it was just like next to beef jerky.
Yeah, it's not, like up front by like Starbucks. Like,
no, they wanted to theme it out. Yeah, like yeah. Seger, then yeah, Bob Seger. Yeah. I mean, Seger, then I said, wait, beef jerky.
Yeah.
Beef Seger. That's what I was.
Why isn't that a product?
Beef Seger.
Beef Seger. Turn the page.
I don't know. When I had it, it was overcooked. It honestly tasted like a rock, to be honest.
Oh, God. Damn. Like a rock.
Folks. Yes. I love it.
Another great fact. He released a album in 1984 called The Distance that peaked at number 5, but it only sold 1.9 million copies in the States. And this album was blatantly released on 8-track tape because Capitol had no plans to do so. But Seger, guessing that he had many fans that still only had 8-track players in their vehicles, and prevailed upon the label to release the album in this discontinued format, and it sold 2 million more copies.
So he was right.
Yeah.
He was right. His Hill fans were so behind the times. What year was it?
1984.
Oh, 1984. Yeah. Okay, so it's not as bad as that.
And that's what that George Orwell book is all about, right? The Bob Seger controversy.
Like, look, we can't do this. I just love that he's like, in my mind, he kicked open the doors.
He definitely kicked open the doors.
Look, you Holly weird.
Hey, look. Look, you fucking Hollywood types. We're going to sew the lyrics of my songs into jean jackets. And that's how my fans are going to find
you're
them.
You're going to release this on denim. Mm. Where's that going out?
And you know what song you wrote on that trip to Hollywood? Hollywood Nights.
I really thought you were
in those Hollywood Hills.
I really thought you were going to say tonight. Nine Tonight. Yeah. Was it Nine to Nine or Nine Tonight?
Nine Tonight's the second live album.
I see. I see.
This is one of my favorite
songs. That's a German album called No Tonight. Nine Tonight.
Tonight? Nine!
Yeah. Honey, can we have sex? Nine Tonight!
I have headache.
The only word they say in German is nine! That's like Alex Stone has a bit about how his girlfriend cheated on him with nine guys. That's common knowledge. And I was like, maybe your girlfriend is German and she just didn't cheat on you at all and you broke up with her for no reason.
You know what? You should tell him that.
I did. And he punched me in the face. Let's get her on the line.
Once again, Tommy, how's that ex-girlfriend?
Oh.
I'm sorry, buddy. It's that's my favorite new segment.
James Earl, folks.
James. That's confusing.
Jason Earl, folks.
Oh, damn it.
That doesn't matter.
James Earl Jones is for the broader audience.
Sure.
Jones.
So he took 10 years off of recording music and touring, and in that time he won the prestigious Port Huron to Mackinac boat race 2 times in a row.
So that's all he probably
but
did.
Here's my favorite thing.
Putting the C in Seger. Okay, keep going.
Here's my favorite thing about this. After he won the second race, he immediately sold his boat.
he quits one ahead. I like it.
He had conquered it. He was done with it.
I want to know what else he did during that 10 years.
Oh, I have answers.
Did he go to Walden Pond and just like...
And won that race.
Yeah, he did the Walden Pond Memorial.
The Exorcist.
These, we should note, these were all children's races.
These were Boy Scout regatta races.
They're all rowing and he just comes on a speedboat.
Just little children boat races.
Playing his own music.
And he... and like rocking out to it. Like he's air guitaring to himself.
Suck it, Cub Scouts.
Suck it, Cub Scouts. We've got tonight. Rocking out to We've Got Tonight.
And that's how he got on.
No.
The last one I want to share is one of the main quotes. That's
a cat or you?
Oh, that was a cat. We have a cat who comes in. We also have a man. Look, I got a man breathing down my neck to do cat sounds.
That guy's back.
He came back for a third episode.
Cat sounds is the worst Beach Boys album.
I'm back to do the podcast.
That was a single cat sound.
Look, guy breathing down my neck, will you sit this one out? All right. He's going to sit it out.
This is under like his quote.
How's your ex-girlfriend?
Gone.
We don't speak.
I know just what you're thinking. And I don't need no reasons.
Don't
tell
me. Because it hurts.
Jerry Seinfeld doing No Doubt.
Don't tell me.
Because it hurts.
Why are these people talking about the Don't tell me. Because it hurts. That was Gary Seinfeld again.
He's back.
Gary, sit out, man. I can't pay you for this.
Yeah, it's the next podcast.
We only have so many sponsors. Once again, Don Quixote's Donkey Floaties. give them a check out on their website,
PM
hotornot.com. We share a website.
That is so sweet.
Hey, it was us doing a favor. You got another fact?
Just the last thing.
Let's do one last fact and we're going to shut her down.
They linked to like his famous quotes, and one of them was, "You're nobody if you can't get on the radio."
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody. He doesn't say if you're a musician.
Yeah.
He just says, like, there's you're a mother nobody of seven out yeah there who just, like, is she's, like, raising a family.
After
Bob Seger would look her in the mouth. Yeah. He doesn't look people in the eyes. He would say, you're nobody.
When everyone was saying firefighters are the real heroes, he was like, have they been on the radio?
But all the people with used car commercials on the radio, that's somebody. Yeah. You got a jewelry commercial on that somebody.
You're somebody. I'm going to shake your hand, sir.
You're on the radio, Obama? Get at it.
All right, guys. Well, that is going to do it for this episode of Girls Night. Thank you guys so much for everything you do. I hope you guys were able to party this. I know that you're trying to dance, and we're just doing bits that you can dance to. So thanks for listening. Have a good Girls Night. Bye.
Butterflies, they fill my guts when I look in your eyes. A heart that's young is filled with sweet surprise. Only the innocent can sympathize.
I don't care about the funny way you wear your hair. Someday you'll let me put my comb up there. Till then you're beautiful and I just stare.
Sing another lonely line with me. Sing it in a lazy melody. There's no words to say just how I feel. It's just yodeling. Every day I listen to the funny things you say. I hope you never ever change your ways. Let's take a wander through the world today.
I like all of you. I'd like to roll up in a ball of you. I like to breach the castle wall of you. and sing a concert in the hall of you. Sing another lonely line with me. Sing it in a lazy melody. There's no words to say just how I feel. So we just say a little, 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 little. Sing to me. There's nothing else you need to bring to me until the day you bring that ring to me. But either way, you're everything to me. 'Cause you sing to me. Yeah, you sing to me.